Use promo code Egg Central. That is promo code Egg Central.
Our Thursday talk around. September 8th edition. Thank you for waking up with us here this morning. And again, we'll just call it mostly cloudy or mostly hazy or whatever that is up there, Tom Schmaltz. I have no
clue. I think it's going to be a perfect temp day.
Yeah, I think it is too. Well, it's going to be warm today, but then...
Yeah, the whole week, the weekend looks awesome.
Weekend looks awesome. Good day, good weekend to head on down to your Chankaba Park Zoo.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a great weekend. Last weekend, we were packed all 3 days with people. And we have new hours now, 10 to 4.
That's right.
Because kids are back in school, but we're still seeing lots of grandpa and grandmas bringing their kids down during the week. And like I said, the weekend, we're still getting the crowds. There's people galore, and we're having some of our best days, so it's really great.
Fantastic. And Carousel 2 just opened on the weekends, right?
Yep, Carousel 2 just on the weekends. We had to give Doc and Jerry a break, or they'll go and strike on us, and we'll have to recruit more. So, yeah, they're doing the weekend, so that's going over really good.
Well, let's talk about some things you got coming up. One of your most popular events year in and year out, your Zoo Friends Picnic.
Yeah, that's coming up the 21st. You should have, if you have a membership with Chankaba Zoo, you would have got either an email or snail mail an invite. So what we would like you to do is just call in and let us know how many people from your family are going to be there so we can prepare the food so we don't have you coming through and going, whoops, sorry, we're out of food. So we like to try to get a handle on the numbers so we can get food prepared. And of course, we do everything in-house, so it's not like we can call somebody up and say, hey, we need some more of this or that.
Right.
It's Kathy and I going, whoops, we better hustle
it's
it.
Kind of, right, it's kind of all on you two. Are you cooking this year?
Yeah.
As always?
Yeah, as always.
So you know it's going to be good, folks.
Yeah, it should be good. So we're going to do that, and that's coming up, and that's always a great time. Tilford has agreed to come in, so we're going to have music on the outdoor. So while you come in and eat and sit and listen to Tilford and just enjoy the camaraderie of everybody else there and ask the zoo people if you got questions. Our board of directors will be serving, so they're a great group of people that you can ask all kinds of questions to. And the worst that will happen is they'll go, Kathy, Kathy. So, no, they're a really great group, our board is.
All right. Fantastic. So, that's going to be a great event.
It it's always a good vet, and it's always really well attended on it.
Do you guys ever take a break down there? I mean, it just seems like there's stuff going on all the time, because after the picnic, you've still got things coming up, too.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't slow down. After the picnic on September 24th is the National Duck Stamp Day, where they vote for the winner, and people don't realize what a big thing it is. If you're a hunter, you know you have to buy a duck stamp. But there is all kinds of people out there that buy duck stamp because they're highly collectible. I saw one just sold for $33,200 for a duck stamp. Usually the artist that gets named for the duck stamp, his or her career is made for them because they're nationwide on it, and it generates all this money for waterfowl habitat and other animals, and that's a huge thing because it also helps with filtration of water. You know, when you see the cattails out there, they're not just, it depends upon your point of view, really nice to look at or really annoying. They're filtrating the water that's in the ground.
Yeah, right.
And they provide a huge service on that. So when you see a pothole with cattails around, just think, that's taking care of your drinking water, because as it trickles down, it takes all the bad things out of the water, and they're huge. And this helps pay for that, helps pay for a lot of the wildlife management areas. So it's a huge thing that started. The first duck stamp was 1934. So 1929, they passed the act to help protect wetlands, and then they did this to help raise money for it. And it raises millions and millions of dollars for it.
And Chankaba Zoo is a part of it.
Yeah, we're a part of that. It. And we'll have games and stuff for kids to come down to play while there, and we'll have copies of the contestants of their artwork hanging up so you can look at it, and it's be a virtual vote this year.
Okay.
So we're really looking forward to it.
That sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that will be fun. And I think, you know, I always get amazed. We do the junior duck stamp for the state of North Dakota, and their artwork is hung at the zoo for a month. And I look at these kids, the artwork they've done, and it's from first grade up through senior in high school. And I'm looking at my artwork, which is stick ducks. And you're looking at this artwork that we have some really creative people.
Right.
In the community and the whole statewide.
Fantastic. And that's going to be on display at Yankaba Zoo. Let's talk about October. I know you got Zubu the end of the month, but you got some stuff in the middle.
October 9th, it's a Sunday where people come down to the zoo. And it's just normal admission, and then we have the Prairie Pothole Partners, which is a friends group of the Tawakan Refuge. They set up, and there's going to be things for the kids to do and all kinds, and it's just to walk in support of the refuges. North Dakota has 63 refuges, more than any other state out there. And we're on the major flyway, and it's super important. And this is just showing your support, because it's easier for people to come to the zoo to do this and to support. And you can walk in and say, well, I'd like to support the Tawakan Refuge or Sand Lake or whatever it is. And you just, there's a map that'll be handed out. And it's just a way to show your support of the refuges and what they do. There'll be lots of refuge people there to answer questions. And Prairie Pothole Partners will be there. So it's a good time had. And it's just a nice way to tell the refuges thanks for all your work.
You know, I'm constantly amazed. I tell Kathy this all the time. I'm constantly amazed at the outreach that you guys have down there. Because it's not just the zoo. I mean, you do stuff like this, you know. You're caught up with so many different groups and so many different people, too. You got a lot of friends.
Yeah, our education department, Bruce and his wife, Melissa, went out to Bag Farms yesterday, and they had 120 kids that they put on a program. They're back out today for another 120-some kids. Next week, all the Wilkin County kids, they're putting on a program for them. And it just seems to be nonstop.
Right.
And, you know, I think we'd be bored if we didn't have stuff going on.
So, you would. I think that's a driving force with both you and Kathy and the whole crew down there.
Well, for Kathy and I, it's like, boy, it would be nice to be bored once.
You could handle a little boredom.
Yeah, a little boredom would be great. But yeah, there's still lots of stuff going on. And this weather is perfect to visit the zoo. Everybody is active, and everybody is running around. The tigers are still... They seem to be a huge hit this year because they're in the water chasing each other.
I bet.
They're always playing. And then right in the middle of the day, they do what I wish I could. They take a siesta.
Oh, boy, do they ever. And they do that upright.
Yes, and then when they wake up, it's like wide open.
Tom, great to have you in here.
Well, thank you.
Each and every Thursday. Kathy's running off doing other things, but she will return.
Oh, she will return. Yeah. She goes, this is not fair. And I go, yeah, I like this part better.
Absolutely. Tom Schmaltz in here, our Thursday edition of the Morning Zoo. We talk all things Yankaba Zoo every Thursday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. Got a partly cloudy sky, 71 degrees. It's Thursday, September 8th. From the KBMW News Desk, I'm Bill Dablow. It's 8:30. Good morning. A judge who struck down key restrictions on abortions across the state of Minnesota has rejected a bid by a county prosecutor who hopes to step in and appeal his ruling. Ramsey County District Judge Thomas Gilligan ruled that Traverse County Attorney Matthew Franzese is not entitled to intervene in the case. Franzese had hoped to pursue an appeal after Attorney General Keith Ellison declined to challenge Gilligan's previous ruling that Minnesota's restrictions were unconstitutional. Those restrictions include a 24-hour waiting period and a requirement that both parents be notified before a minor can get an abortion. Reuters Bar in downtown Fargo was robbed at gunpoint on Tuesday night. Police say at 11:40, officers responded to the 100 block of Broadway for a reported robbery. The suspect, 37-year-old Domenico Espinosa, with no permanent address, entered the bar and